I pray, Father, that as we look at this righteousness, the obedience to the law, the righteous gift of God to mankind, to his family, to his children. And you don't have to look them up, but I have a Genesis 15:6, where he believed in God and counted for him for righteousness. Romans 4:3-6. For what saith the scriptures? Abraham believed God and was counted unto him for righteousness. Verse 5, his faith is counted for his righteousness. Verse 6, imputed righteousness without works. Verse 9, was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Verse 20 in Romans 4, strong in the faith, giving glory to God. And then for our own Jesus Christ in verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Yes, the justification that we might have with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us have a word of prayer. Our gracious God, we thank thee for the righteousness that we might have. Righteousness of thee and of our Lord Jesus Christ. That we may praise thee according to your righteousness. We see that even heavens declare your righteousness. Oh, that we may reflect the righteousness to the world, to our community, as we are talking in our Sabbath school lessons for this quarter in the community. For them to be able to see confidence in the Elmira Church and in the members. Oh, help us to reflect that righteousness in all of our dealings with whomever we deal with. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Much of this sermon was taken from the Ministerial Association, so all of them, words are not mine. But from the Bible, we find that God is all light and glory. He is perfect in righteousness, in purity. He is absolutely holy and without sin, just as his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is. And if you would turn to 1 John 1:5, that would be the first scripture for today. And since there was no children's story or such, that I don't know whether I decide to let you out early or keep talking, keep you here longer. But 1 John 1:5, and it says in the last part there, God is light, and in him is no darkness. We know that the world is in darkness now, the way that everything is going, all that is going wrong with the world. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to show his light to the world, and I pray that we will be examples of that. But because we are sinful human beings, it's almost impossible for us to understand or even conceive the glory of our God, the holiness that God has and is. And then if you would go to Isaiah chapter 6, verses 3 and 5. Here Isaiah in vision saw that the Lord God on his throne, and above the throne were the heavenly beings praising God. In verse 3, and one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And being so amazed when he saw the glory of God in his holiness, and he cried out in verse 5. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. There, Isaiah being able to see the unseen. What caused Isaiah to respond that way? It was his sense of sinfulness. Do we have that same sense of sinfulness today? He realized that he did not have the righteousness that he needed to be in the presence of God. Do we have that righteousness ourselves to be in the presence of God today? For he is here today amongst us. We look at righteous, being upright and just. Righteousness to be straight. Righteousness to make right all that God expects of his people. And the character quality of being right or just. Romans 3:5, you can see the attributes of God. The sum total of the requirement of God. Maybe if you turn there, Romans 3:5, I'll read that. But if our righteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. We know that his righteousness is a gracious gift of God to us, to mankind. It's a right relationship with God, justification that we receive through the Lord Jesus Christ. From the Strong's dictionary, it says, God's righteousness unattainable by obedience to any law or any other condition or any other merit of God, of man's own, or any other condition than that of faith in Christ. To gain the righteousness that the law requires is only obtainable from the source of righteousness, from where the law comes. We know that we have no righteousness in and of ourselves. The righteousness of God, we even read in Sabbath school this morning, revealed from faith to faith. We have none of our own. It is always the righteousness of Christ that we may show to the world. And the righteousness that is acceptable to God. Not only to know that we have been forgiven of sin, but we are clothed with a righteousness that is acceptable to God. There's a difference between forgiveness and righteousness. Forgiveness is like taking a bath. Righteousness is like putting on clothes. We take a bath so that we can be cleansed of impurities. We put on clothes so that our nakedness is covered and that we can appear before people. And what does that mean? Ellen White says, when we submit ourselves to Christ, the heart is united with his heart. The will is mingled in his will. The mind becomes one with his mind. The thoughts are brought into captivity to him. We live his life. That is what it means to be clothed with the garments of his righteousness. Maranatha 78. When praying to God, we can enjoy that fellowship that we can have with him. And that is like, in a sense, coming into the presence of God. Christ tells us to come just as we are. Come to him. He will take our filthy rags and place them upon himself. And he will place his robe upon us so that we won't be able to be presented to the God. We will have on the proper dress. It's like going into the marriage ceremony, the banquet, with the proper dress. We must be clothed with the righteousness that is acceptable to God. We don't need to worry about what man says. But can we reproduce that perfect righteousness that we need? I've already said that we can't do it of ourselves. We know that we can't. We don't have it. Romans chapter 3, where we was, in verse 10. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. And it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Verse 12. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. For there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Verse 12. Well, that was 12. verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We know that tells us no matter what, we cannot obey the commandments perfectly. Even our righteousness, doing the best that we can, cannot make us acceptable to God. It is only through Jesus Christ. The Bible says we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, Isaiah 64:6. God has done in us what we cannot do for ourselves. He provides the perfect righteousness for his children, which we are all of. You would turn to Isaiah 61:10. We can see the prophet Isaiah rejoicing when he thought about the righteousness which God provides for his people. Isaiah 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. God makes us righteous by putting us in Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? So we see that. No, that was the wrong verse, sorry. Looking at 20. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. Verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. All these things that we might have in Christ. The word in Christ expresses the glorious position that God puts us in, that he has given to his believers, to his children. And how do we get in Christ? God puts us there. We know that we can't do it ourselves. We cannot put ourselves in Christ. God has to do that for us. When God looks at us, what does he see? He sees the Lord Jesus Christ. I could use the word if in there and go on with that word if, but I'm not. As God looks at his children, he sees Christ. Because we are in Christ, we have that perfect righteousness before God. And how often do we think about that perfect righteousness that we can have in God? We know that Christ is our righteousness. A scripture meditation for today, 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Our works, we know, doesn't earn us anything, especially the perfect righteousness that God wants of us. We cannot produce it ourselves. It's a free gift given to us when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, as in our scripture reading in Romans 5:17. Romans 5:17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as they were. We know that Paul, before his conversion, tried hard to produce his own righteousness. But he concluded that he could never make himself acceptable to God by his own works. And we know that we cannot either. We know that we are going to be judged by our works. But our works will not save us. Only through the grace of God, through the faith that we have. So what did Paul do? We can see what he did in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Verses 8 and 9. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things for loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus, of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Yes, the righteousness of God by faith. He put his faith in Jesus and received that perfect righteousness. But then what about our conduct and our righteousness? My righteousness. As Christians, we need to understand the difference between our righteousness before God and our daily conduct here on earth. We are made righteousness of God in Christ, as I've already said. And it is how God sees us in Christ. The righteousness is perfect. It never changes. The question is, when do we receive this righteousness? You and I receive that righteousness the moment that we receive Jesus Christ. Our conduct is the way that we live here upon this earth. It's very changeable, as we all know. It's never perfect. It can and just change many times a day. Yesterday, we had a good day. We read the Bible. We had prayer with God. We did not lose our tempers. I hope you didn't yesterday, anyway. We felt good about ourselves. And we felt that God was likewise pleased with us. We felt good about coming to God in prayer and fellowship. But today is a different story. For whatever reasons happened, we didn't take time to pray, to read our Bibles, to have prayer with God. We lost our tempers over some small detail. We were quite disappointed with ourselves, or we might not even thought about how we disappointed God. So consequently, we feel that we cannot come into the presence of God, especially with boldness, with what has happened that day, this day in our lives. So what are we doing? We are looking at our actions as a basis of our acceptance with God. And we know that our actions will not do that. We know that it's a mistake. Our acceptance with God is based on the fact that we are in Christ. And God has put us there. To be justified in Christ. To have justification, which is the imparting of righteousness by our God. We need to admit we are sinners, believe and have faith in Jesus as the Son of God, to confess our sins, ask for forgiveness, give our lives over to him, faith in Christ. We are justified in God's sight before God. Yes, the righteousness that we can have wearing that robe of righteousness we know is Christ and belongs to Christ. And only through him can we have it. We're commanded by the word of God, rejoice in the Lord always. And sometimes, and many times, probably many things happen in our lives that we don't think about that. But no matter what happens in our lives, whatever loss we have had, whatever comes up against us, we know with surety that we can rejoice in God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Just to have that satisfaction that we are in Christ, that he's living in us. He is our righteousness. Jeremiah 23:6 tells, the Lord our righteousness. Go there and to read a note from Ellen White. Jeremiah 23:6. From Ellen White. But to be his faithful ones, he will give crowns of immortal glory. Those who would not that he should reign over them will see him surrounded by the army of the redeemed, each bearing the sign, the Lord our righteousness. Oh yes, to have that sign over our heads, the Lord our righteousness. And this righteousness is not something that we are or that we have done. It is truly the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ, as I have already read in 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him ye are in Christ Jesus. That verse belongs to everybody, every believer that is in Christ. We know that maybe it's somewhat hard to do because of our thinking, our attitude, our way of living, our personal living habits that we have that may not be in tune with God's law. But we need to be able to see ourselves in God's sight, to have that perfect righteousness of Christ. Yes, we can have that perfect righteousness of Christ now, believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you able to see yourselves having that perfect righteousness? God sees us that way, so I pray that each one of us are able to say yes, that we are able to see the righteousness of God in us. That perfect righteousness is a gift given to us freely. The hand is stretched out to us. We have to grasp hold of that hand to receive that gift because we are in Christ. We know that we are not the persons that we used to be, as I said in 2 Corinthians 5:17. No more truth in the Bible than is this for a Christian, knowing that we are in Christ, that he is our righteousness, and that we can reflect that to the world, to have that light with us, that people may be able to see Jesus in us. Something we receive from God when we took Christ as our Savior. So I pray that we will be able to have that perfectness, that perfect righteousness of Christ in us, that we will all live according to the obedience of the law. We know that the law does not save us, but it does show us what sin is. So truly, this day we may have that perfect righteousness in Christ. Yes, our gracious Heavenly Father, we pray that we will allow you to have access to us so that we may have that access to you. We pray and thank thee that we are in Christ, that we are the temple of the true God. Grant unto us the knowledge and the wisdom that we need to continue in Christ. To know that we can go from this place with the surety of eternal life. That one day we will be with our Savior for eternity. Oh, Father God, we want that in our lives. But yet we know that we still have a time here upon this earth, preparing for that great day when our Lord will come for his people. I pray this morning that we will be in Christ, that we may wear that robe of righteousness to his honor and his glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen.